Bottom line, don't eat the snow. It is extraordinarily toxic. The amount of materials now being used to chemically nucleate what should be a liquid precipitation event into a frozen precipitation event in order to create a cold, dense layer of air that descends to the ground, that lowers temperatures on the surface, perhaps a few hundred feet thick, that creates the headlines that are sensationalized by the corporate media disinformation sources like The Verge.
Okay, that's enough of that. Good morning, Little Saigon. This is your friend Dan in Little Saigon, Seattle. We live amongst the Gimbus folk here. Anyways, that was Dane Wigington, and if you've never heard Dane Wigington before, he has a website called geoengineeringwatch.org. And yeah, I don't know what to say about good old Dane. I don't know what to say. I'm gonna drink a little water. Fuck. My heart tells me, and if I pray to the Lord in heaven, I say, you know, Lord in heaven, give me wisdom to understand the hearts of other people. It's not such an easy thing to do. My heart tells me, excuse me, my heart tells me that Mr. Wigington is a legitimate person. Wow, my throat's really dry. The last few days, there have been some weird stuff going on with the weather in Seattle. I don't know how much shit they're dumping into the sky right now. But every time the clouds open up and you stand out in the sunlight here, it feels like your skin is starting to burn. And like almost instantaneously. So I do not know how much shit they're dumping into the skies right now, but man, with all the clouds, it's dry as fuck, and that's weird. Anyways, everybody has a cough kind of at work because of this dryness, but it's random. The TV tells us not to worry about it. I have some weird infection in my mouth, and the TV set says there's a drug for it, you know, somewhere out there. There's a good chance that I have Glymbosium Disorder 12. The doctor that I see that works out of an alley in Little Saigon tells me that my flambusium levels are all off and my stool is discolored. Yeah, so I've had this weird inflammation in my mouth for a couple days, and I'm not sick, I don't feel sick, so it could be some sort of weird candida surprise. I know there's some kind of candida going around that's sort of fucked up. Could be that. It could be some other type of fungal or bacterial or invasion of a parasitic organism of unknown origin. Yeah, so an unknown organism has invaded my mouth, but actually, it also could be other things, too. And I truly don't give a fuck, because today I'm off on call duty to watch the great snake at Willy Wonka's, that devours the data from the data lake, which is derived from the cosmos. And if all of this sounds bizarre and strange, keep in mind these are real names of real fucking things at my job. Including something called the Coustalizer, which, you know, I'll check on in a bit. And you might say to yourself, Dan, this Coustalizer, yeah, it sounds cool, but it really also probably is stupid. And you're right, it's actually stupid. It's just a data ETL thingy. But when I first heard about it, I wanted to believe. Wanted to believe on a Friday night a man could become Jacques Cousteau if he wanted to. Yeah, anyways, I don't know about Jacques Cousteau and the Cousteauizer. But that's as much as I want to say about the inflammation in my mouth, because I kind of see how that could be owned by someone as a basis to make fun of me. I got done watching a movie called Mandy. I got done watching a movie called Mandy that stars Nicolas Cage. And wow, what can I say about this fucking film? First and foremost, like so much media now, like so much of the stuff that comes off the boob tube and the internets and the interwebs, if there's a Christian in the storyline, the Christian is now described as evil. In fact, that's kind of like the whole deal. Well, with Mandy, it literally at one point, the phrase Jesus freaks is used for the people that go around killing people. Folks, I'm going to let you on a little secret, but I've told you this before. There are many false Jesuses. BMW Jesus is bullshit. Transactional hookup sexual Jesus is bullshit. If you go to church to hook up, that's bullshit. The Jesus that says one race is better than another, that's also a bullshit Jesus. That's not a real one, okay? There are many fake Jesuses. But I can promise you, there is no version of Jesus that goes around in a fucking van murdering people, setting them on fire. Now, I know that a lot of people like to associate the sociopathic foreign policy of the United States with Christianity. Well, I know that people like to do that because lots of people like to fucking paint Christianity with the darkest fucking brush possible. But there is nothing in the New Testament that allows you to go around setting people on fire. Now, what's interesting, and I think this is interesting, folks, and for you Catholics out there, you should fucking listen up. Mandy could have very well been not about 1983, but 1483. Because assholes like Torquemada and others, the torturers of the Vatican, would go around and do shit like these fuckers in the van. So in fact, Mandy is a story about the 15th century and another false Christ. You know, the Christ of the papacy is a false Christ. I'm sorry, guys, but I think some Catholics are Christians, but the Catholic Church itself and the papacy is Roman. If you don't know this, read a fucking history book. Okay? They fucking cucked you big time. When the Western Roman Empire fell in the 5th century, the Catholic Church rose up. That's not an accident, dude. It's not an accident, folks. It's no accident that the Catholic Church sort of stepped into the fucking robes of Rome. Anyways, this movie Mandy, I would have liked it if it had actually had the Satanists as Satanists. But instead, the Christians were essentially acting like Satanists, or like papal inquisitors from the 15th century, which is essentially the same thing. So I don't know. Folks, I've talked about this off and on, how once my eyes opened up, I could see how the media basically describes Jesus and God and Christianity. And folks, this is all by design. What the media wants you to believe is Christians are stupid, the Bible is bullshit, and that, all that being said, God really does support us blowing up other countries. Which, again, is part of the fucking hypocritical contradiction of the whole fucking mess. But while, on the one hand, they try to preach that Christians are stupid and Christianity is stupid, on the other hand, the same group of motherfuckers, the same evil cabal, will use Christian terminology to support unholy wars and unholy violence against people. So this movie Mandy is both a good and terrible movie. I actually like Nicolas Cage's performance. If you subtracted out all the Christ hatred in it, I think it would have been a good movie. But the fact that it described Christianity as some brutal religion where people go around murdering people? Yeah, folks, that's Satanists. That's neocons. That's the people that worship the fucking crocodile. That's the people that wait for their fucking government check every month and never ask the fucking question, where did it come from, and what are those pillars of smoke in the distance? That's those fucking people. Actual Christians want to make the world a more peaceful and loving place. Not perfect, just better. Actual Christians want to change people's minds. Not everybody's mind, just enough people. Actual Christians simply want to live in freedom and dignity and be left the fuck alone and not have to deal with your imperialistic cultural Marxist bullshit. And I say imperialistic because I don't give a fuck what you believe in the privacy of your own goddamn home. If you have some strange belief system or fetish about your sexual reproductive organs, that's your own fucking business as long as you're not abusing animals or children. As long as it's a consenting adult situation and you're not harming people, I don't give a fuck about your sexual predilections. I'm not even sure God does, to be honest with you. So far in reading the Bible, yes, yes, and yes, there are lots of weird proscriptions in the four books that follow Genesis. But folks, I've spoken about that. Use some fucking common sense. Those books are about people in a desert, a nation's worth, for 40 fucking years. I think you probably have some strange rules at some point too. But is there anything in the Bible that tells me that some specific sexual act is consistently hated by God? No. Okay? I think the Lord in Heaven's message is pretty straightforward. And it mostly involves not harming fellow human beings. It mostly involves living a decent and peaceful life. It mostly involves taking advantage of the gifts that God gave you. Not just wasting them, not burying them. So yeah, I guess I ranted a bit, but this movie Mandy, it is so typical of what Hollywood and what the media and what the fucking film industry is producing at this point. Whether, and also, frankly, you know, companies like Amazon or Netflix. It is grotesque. You know, and again, include Hulu, I don't care. Include all these major companies, because I haven't seen all their shit. But what I've seen thus far is it's basically the same fucking message. Christians are stupid. Christians are evil. But oh, by the way, God wants America to blow up the world. And I'm sorry, folks. Not only is that set of statements completely contradictory and illogical, but it is in fact inherently immoral. And it is a giant middle finger to God. On the one hand, you mock God. On the other hand, you constantly use God as an excuse to blow fucking people up. So yeah, fuck you, Mandy. Fuck you, Nicolas Cage, for doing a movie about hating Christians. And all you folks out there who think Christians are like the people in Mandy, fuck you too. I hope I never meet you. I really do. I want nothing to do with you. And I know that may not sound like a very Christian perspective, but if you think Christians are like the Christians in Mandy, then you are on the devil's path, not Christ. I'm sorry. Anyways, that topic is dead. Mandy is a weird movie. If you're a connoisseur of weird movies and you're not a Christian, I recommend it. Next topic. Oh, this is a great one. Kind of related to the first one, kind of not. So I work at Willy Wonka's, and some of you may or may not know what that means. When I say Willy Wonka, I'm not going to tell you what it substitutes for, but an intelligent person could probably figure this fucking shit out, okay? I mean, an intelligent person could figure this shit out is all I'm saying. And yeah, I work at Willy Wonka's, and Willy Wonka's is a global corporation. If you run a computer, in all likelihood, you're running one of Willy's operating systems. And the full name of Willy's is Willy Wonka's On the Spectrum and Kind of Sociopathic Software Factory for purposes of discussion. So I work at Willy's, and Willy's, as a global corporation, has been suckered into all the globalist bullshit and all the crocodile bullshit. And so there are lots of these fucking crocodile posters everywhere, including these posters that talk about transitioning. So I'm going to explain to you what transitioning is. Let's say Dan wakes up one day and says to himself, I'm a woman. Now, of course, I have junk that says I'm a male. My junk is a penis. So, no, I'm not actually a woman. But what if I woke up one day and said, fucking A, man, I think I'm a woman. I've got these fat boobs. I'm going to become a woman. The process to transition to become a woman is a process of therapy and hormones and surgery. And it's, I have to say, it must be painful, because I can't imagine it being, you know, not being painful. And I certainly, it must be very difficult. I mean, folks, you're born a certain kind of way, and I believe God made you that way, and you're going to use technology to engineer yourself some other way. That's going to be painful, both physically and psychologically. That's what transitioning is. So Willy Wonka's has propaganda posters everywhere, which, you know, folks, I go to work to work. I don't go to work to have fucking propaganda shoved in my face, especially as a fucking Christian. Sorry for using that word, but as a Christian, I don't like this shit, this cultural Marxist shit shoved in my fucking face. But the reality is, at Willy's, you'll see a fucking paste-on fucking sign, like the one in the cafeteria, where some woman being quoted, or man, I'm not sure which, being quoted, is talking about how there's no wiki for transitioning, and it's really hard. Well, if there are any transitioners out there, I got a fucking story for you. And you need to fucking listen up, because it's a real fucking good one. When I was 20 years old, I was pretty much in the depths of my first major depression. I'm not going to go into all the reasons why. I'm not going to talk about the circumstances. I dropped out of school. I was in a really shitty place. And my dad, who I love and is in heaven, and I forgave him long ago, was also a mean bastard. And I think on some level, I don't know, there was a time where I thought he just hated me. In January of 1991, about the time of the first Gulf War, I told my dad I wanted to go up into the Cascades to camp for a few weeks. Now, of course, folks, this is winter in Washington State, when we used to actually have things called winter. And so going into the North Cascades with some crappy camping equipment, into the snow, into below freezing temperatures, was risky by itself. But I think my dad knew what I wanted to do. I basically took a gun with me. He knew I did. I think he drove me up there because he knew I was going to go out in the woods and kill myself. That was my plan. Now, after several hours, I walked out of the woods. I ended up at a Native American reservation. I called home and I got picked up, because I wasn't planning on camping for 2 weeks in January. In the North Cascades, I was planning on shooting myself. Now, I'm telling you this fucking story because in 1990 or 91, there were no fucking wikis, okay? And even if there were, there probably wouldn't have been one about how the fuck do you deal with the fact that A, you want to kill yourself, and B, you suspect your dad would like you to. You know what, folks? If you're transitioning or not transitioning, if you're gay or lesbian or straight, I don't give a fuck. That's your own fucking business. Life is hard. I got lots of fucking stories. And you know what? I'm not special. You're not that fucking special. I don't want to see your poster. Not because I think you're a bad person because you're transitioning. I don't want to hear your whiny crap. Because the fact is, life is hard for a lot of people, and if you're an American and you're complaining about your problems with transitioning, what the fuck is wrong with you? Look the fuck around. Your problem may seem huge to you. I'll let you on a little fucking secret. People, humans, male, female, and whatnot. There are way worse problems in the world today than our inability to accept gay or lesbian or transsexual, or whatever you want to call it, transgendered people. Bigger problems. I don't know. Like, maybe the collapse of the ecosystem in the fucking Puget Sound. How about them apples? But the bottom line is this. I know lots of people, and they all have horror stories. And they deal with them. They dealt with them the best way they could. And in some cases, they dealt with them successfully. And in some cases, they didn't. But that's life. You're not that fucking special. The fact that this particular company, Willy Wonka's, which is a global company, takes a slice of the human population that is likely in a very bad state of mind and makes them out to be the be-all and end-all, the focus, That's not about caring about transitioning people. That's about indoctrinating people. That's about divide and conquer. That's about leaving wounded on the battlefield. And I've spoken about that before. Ask any military professional. All things being equal, what's more useful to you in terms of your enemy, dead or wounded? They'll tell you, wounded. Dead takes no help. Dead requires no help. Wounded requires 2 to 3 people, lots of resources. This cultural Marxist bullshit is leaving wounded on the battlefield, just like the toxification, just like the autism and the dementia and the diabetes and the cancer and all of it. It is by design, folks. So we focus on shit that is horrible, and it is horrible, so we ignore the shit that actually is way more horrible. Like, for example, there are 2 reasons orca whales are leaving the Puget Sound. They're not being abducted by aliens, folks. Captain Kirk is not arriving in the fucking Enterprise and beaming them fucking up. There are 2 basic reasons why the orcas are leaving the Puget Sound. A, to search for food someplace else, or B, because they're simply dying off. If you think either of those is a good sign, you know zero about ecology, you know zero about biology, you know zero about life. An orca whale is a pinnacle predator. When pinnacle predators either die or leave, that means the entire pyramid of life underneath them is fucking unstable. And that's a nice way of putting it. And it's not just that it's unstable, but it was already falling apart before the orca left. So it's not that it's starting. This is way closer to the end than the beginning. Oh, sorry, folks. Yeah. But you want me to worry that you don't have a wiki that explains to you how to carve out your junk, replace it with different junk, so that you can have a conversation about your fucking junk. Sorry. I got bigger fucking priorities. Like, I don't know. Maybe we can help with the ecosystem, the Puget Sound, or avoid World War III. Maybe we should be protesting the streets against all this fucking warmongering. What do you fucking think? I'd rather do that than go to some fucking march about this bullshit, this transitioning bullshit. World War III and nuclear weapons, kind of more important. But that's kind of the point too, folks. People are in a psychologically confused state of mind. That is also by design. Anyways, I hate this topic because it makes me sound like an asshole. But folks, here's the deal. I don't care about your sexual predilections. I don't care if you're gay or straight or whatever. It's your own fucking business. I keep saying that because people don't hear it. What I give a shit about is when you shove your moral principles in my fucking face. I go to work to work. I do not go to work to basically be exposed to what I consider to be, from my religious perspective, a lot of satanic fucking garbage. So yeah, Willy Wonka's. I got a job there. I'm happy with it for now. It's work. It's how I avoid being homeless. It's how I am able to afford to buy food that doesn't make me vomit. But if you want to fucking know the truth of it, it is a company that I don't love. Probably one of the few things keeping me there right now is the fact that I'm working on a team with people that I kind of like. They're mostly smart people, mostly decent. And it's no accident because it's security. Here's the thing, folks. You can fuck with a lot in IT to achieve a cultural Marxist agenda. You can fuck with a lot. You can. I'm going to drink some water. But you can't really fuck with security. Which means that you can promote people based upon metrics or measures or whatever variables that have zero to do with computer science competence. You can do that. You can promote people who do not deserve promotions, but you really can't do that with security. Or if you do, it has to be pretty fucking mild and very fucking strategic. So probably one of the reasons why I like my team right now is I'm in the security group. And that means they have to be competent. None of this fucking, well, we gotta make sure we take the pie chart and the color chart and fulfill the fucking rainbow bullshit. Anyways, enough of that. Next topic. Okay, so I'm on the bus yesterday. I'm on the bus heading to take the 545 to Willy Wonka's, and there's this older Asian man, a little older than myself, eating on the bus, and the bus comes to a stop, and he takes the garbage in his hand, where the sandwich was, and he tosses that garbage out the fucking door, the middle door of the bus, when the door's open. No one was getting out. He just tossed it out that fucking door. Like, when it opened, it was basically a garbage disposal. Now, you're saying to yourself, Dan, why do you isolate that? Because everybody on that fucking bus was staring at their fucking phones. If they hadn't have been staring at their fucking phones, I guarantee you one or two of those people would have said something. Nobody said anything, and I probably should have said something. I came very close to saying something. But that's the thing, folks. This cultural Marxist shit takes priority over people polluting. God, you guys gotta really fucking meditate on this shit. No one was gonna call out this Asian guy for basically being a total fucking piece of shit. For being so fucking lazy, so fucking scummy, that he takes his garbage and tosses it out of a fucking bus. Walk around Seattle, folks. We don't need more garbage in the streets. We need more people outside picking it up. And not to take selfies, and not to take ownership, and not to take credit, but so that we stop fucking shitting where we eat. We stop fucking polluting the earth the way we've been doing it. Some fucking common sense. What the fuck was wrong with that man? It wasn't about him being Chinese, folks. It wasn't about being Asian. It was about a human being not giving a fuck. And you have to be raised with a certain mentality. You have to be raised in a certain kind of culture to treat the world that way. And the other truth is this. It's not special to the old Asian man. I was on the bus a few weeks ago, and I saw a co-worker at Willy's. Because I recognized him from one of the cafeterias, plural. I saw a co-worker from Willy's walking his dog. He let his dog take a shit in the streets, and then he kept walking. And if you're asking me, is that the first time I've seen that? No, because I do get shit on my shoes in Seattle. Oh, fuck. And it's not human shit. It's dog shit. But yeah, folks, it isn't special to anybody because of ethnicity. There's a general shitty attitude out there, especially in Seattle. And what's so funny is that the people in this fucking city, especially the elitists, especially the people that work at fucking Willy's, the people that have money and education, they're the fucking worst. They're the ones who give the least amount of fucks. They're the ones who would say, oh, the Orcas are going? Well, I don't care. We're getting a hockey team. Fuck you. You're a living system. The system that keeps you alive. I'm not talking about the crocodile, folks. I'm not talking about the government. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the system, the living system that God gave us that keeps you the fuck alive is beginning to fail. And you stare at your fucking smart device. I don't know, folks. I think some of you need to wake the fuck up. I really do. Next topic. So, I have a memory I think it was from when I was 4 or 5. I think I was 4. But it was a memory of a show. A show I think I saw, but actually, looking back, I wonder if I did. Because it's a real memory, but I wonder if it was actually TV or something else. But I had this show in my head from when I was 4 that gave this sort of vision of the future. Very dystopian. Very scary. Essentially, a lot of pollution, a lot of destruction, a lot of confusion. And the reason why I bring this up is because I've been thinking a lot about this, especially since I gained my faith, especially since I became a Christian. I've been thinking a lot about this basic question of what does it mean for God to talk to us? Because I think God is talking to everybody all the time. The fact that we don't hear God, well, that's kind of our problem, I think, not God's problem. But God is talking to all of us all the time. He doesn't use words, no. He doesn't send you a fucking email. But he talks in his way. He communicates the way that he does because he can't do it any other way. In order for you to have free will, God has to be cagey. It's part of the fucking situation. This memory's weird because I've thought a lot about my negativity. And I know that people would say, well, Dan, you're negative or whatever. I am kind of negative, but it's not new. I've had a dark view of the future and the present ever since I was a kid. It's not new. You know, my Christianity is new, but as an atheist, I kind of thought things were going to shit. And that general perspective has not changed. I think that we're heading for some tough times. Does not necessarily mean it's the end of the world. I talked about that in a podcast yesterday. It's a horrible topic. I have 13 nieces and nephews. So, A, I don't want the world to end, and B, I just can't give up on the human race yet. I think God made us with the ability, the capacity to change our world in a positive way as well as a negative way. We've been doing it in a negative way my whole life, and before that, maybe we could try a positive way. Maybe we could do it in a way that liberates people instead of imprisoning them. Maybe we could do it in a way that gives people nourishment instead of starving them. Maybe we could do it in a way that sponsors people's access to fresh water instead of denying them that. I mean, what if we became more positive and we led by example? So yeah, this memory from when I was 4 or 5, I mention it because I wonder about myself sometimes. Like, is there something wrong with me? And then I recognize the possibility that maybe this is just as God made me. And maybe we need people in this world who are not constantly cheerleading. Like, assume for the sake of argument that I'm totally full of shit. We still need someone, one or two people, to say that maybe things aren't perfect. But it's not like that, folks. It's the opposite. We have tons of people cheerleading a corpse of a civilization. It's crazy. Anyways, I don't want to talk about that anymore. I'm going to talk about the last thing today, and it deals with the Bible. And I know you're going to get pissed off at me. Ugh, I'm going to put my keyboard aside. I know some of you will get pissed off at me because I'll get all biblical and shit. Folks, I'm a Christian. And I'm not a Christian in the way that you go to church on Sunday. You know, I was an atheist for many years in part because I rebuked that kind of Christianity. I don't believe in the Christianity that is the equivalent of putting in your time. Being with Christ is not about putting in your time. It really, really isn't. It's not about going to church. It's not even necessarily about reading the Bible, although, frankly, you should. Even atheists should read the Bible. At some point, everyone should probably crack it open. And I don't mean just read one or two words. But here's the thing, though. Reading the Bible, trying to understand the Bible, is very difficult. It's not easy. This is one of the illusions. And this is the last topic. I think growing up, the Bible was shoved down my throat, but not the Bible. It was the Catholic Bible. And when I say Catholic Bible, I'm not saying the words of it are radically different from any other Bible. It's more like the overall message of the papacy and the Catholic Church. It was very oppressive growing up. It was very indoctrinating and very totalitarian, okay? Not a value of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was not a fan of the people that wanted to rule and control others. I'm fairly certain that God wants us to have only one king. I'm so sorry out there, folks, but I only have one king, and that king sits in heaven. Reading the Bible is not easy. When I crack it open, I get a flood of ideas. I can't read more than 2 or 3 paragraphs without putting it aside and just thinking. It is hard for me to read the Bible quickly. Let me rephrase that or re-say that because people will think, oh, Dan, you must have some sort of a reading difficulty. You're so stupid. It is really, really, really hard for me to read the Bible quickly. I will read passages and then I will hit a brick wall, and the brick wall will be labeled discernment or understanding. And I will meditate on those passages for hours. So here's the deal. I have not read the whole Bible yet. I've read a fair amount, and I keep reading it. It's very possible that in the next 2 years I could say I've read the whole Bible, but it won't be because I spend a marathon weekend with no-dos and coffee. It'll be because I methodically keep picking it up. And here's the other thing, too. You don't stop reading it. If you read the Bible page one to page end, whatever version of the Bible you have, if you read every book of the Bible, and then you said to yourself, well, I'm done reading the Bible, I think you missed the fucking point. The Bible is more than just text. It is, in fact, a source of meditation. It is, in fact, one of the ways we connect with the Lord in heaven. So it's not as if you read the Bible once and you're done. I don't think that's how it works. Anyways, it is Wednesday, July the 24th, 2019. I do hope all of you have a great day. I hope that you consider the possibility that whatever philosophy you have concerning your junk or your gender might be less relevant than the ability to breathe or to have access to water that isn't filled with bacteria and, you know, not being boiled alive, you know, because of abrupt climate change. Consider the possibility that these things, that being poisoned by your government is a more important priority, that the avoidance of World War III is a more important priority. It's really crazy. I'm gonna ask you to think this way, that avoiding World War III is more important than your fucking transitioning or your transgender politics. I'm so sorry I said that shocking thing, but if I've shocked anyone, I've succeeded, because this is the Little Saigon Report, and we have many values, one of which is the radical support of free speech. So if I've offended anyone at all this morning, I'm a winner. Have a great day.